All right, Saturday night, tomorrow night.
It's going to be fun.
Curses. CeeLo Green is going to be playing on the Coke
cursing?
Stage, and I'm not going to be there because I have somewhere else I have to be.
Dude.
Yeah, you're a married man, you know how it is.
Oh, yeah, okay, never mind.
Plans were made, and there's nothing I can do about
the
it. But at the time the plans were made, I have to tell you, I didn't know CeeLo was going to be there, otherwise it was...
None of us did.
Protested seriously.
None of us did.
That's a way to go.
We are just absolutely tickled to death. And again, it's one of those where after 35 years, 32 years, 31 years, 29 years, however long we've been doing it, everybody seems to debate about it. We've gotten to the point where they do sick us out now. Yay. And CeeLo's people actually asked us, do you have an opening? And we said, oh, hells to the yes, we do. I'm a fan. I'm not a big rap fan, but, the Goody Mob, they didn't just rap. He sang from the beginning, and Lord knows Gnarls Barkley. That was the song of the summer. He's done that twice, and then he did it again with Forget You. You know, when you have two songs of the summer, you've hit it. Who else has? Who else has owned the summer with that unforgettable song that really never got old, That's the thing. This is going to be a tremendously fun show.
He's an interesting guy that you make a song that has such an amazing hook and then you put a word in there that most radio stations are not going to play.
And what a great video. What a great video. I'm sorry. I know it's radio, but it's they don't do them very often anymore where they're really inspired, but that one is. And either version works for me. It's everybody needs a brush off song. Everybody needs a brush off song. There's just some great ones out there, but that may be the best. That whole and the girls in the background, ain't that some stuff? That's just beautiful, man. Ray Charles would love that. He wished they would let him get away with that.
You know it. We're talking Riverbend tomorrow night. My guest, as always, Jeff Stiles, who has the straight skinny on everything that's going on, so pay attention. On the Bud Light stage, Roscoe Bandana at 5:30.
Yes, highly recommend it.
Local again.
No.
They're not local.
No, the Roscoe Bandana is up and coming. They are probably going to get country airplay. As a matter of fact, you will note that they are listed as the artist of the day and was going to play at Saturday at Big River Grill. They were given the opportunity. Instead, they're going to be at what used to be Fanfare, the CMT big festival that they do in Nashville. Well, CMT asked them to stick around and want them to shoot a live video at the Hard Rock Cafe. And they said, what do you think? And I said, well, I think you should keep your word and come do the stuff with us, like you said. But if I was a band member, I would say, that's crazy. You're an idiot. I'm going to stay here and shoot this video with CMT. So I would understand. And of course, that's what they did. It's a sound that is almost just, there's no way to put it to you. There's a male-female vocalist swap that goes back and forth. It is hard to tell the difference sometimes, and that is not insulting. If you remember the young man, the name of the band will escape me just for 2 seconds here. It'll come back to me. Robbie Robertson's biggest solo hit, Somewhere Down the Crazy River. Remember the young guy that played with the Bodines in the background that had that slightly Hispanic nasal twang? Sounds exactly like him. And they just have a certain syncopation with their lyrics and the way they hop off each other. It's just extremely upbeat, and it's just a good music. I think it sounds like rock to me, but apparently, I guess if it's got enough twang, it can go country.
Yeah, well, as I've already said, the line there is getting more and more blurred, isn't it?
Yes.
And then the rest of the evening, as far as the Bud Light stage is concerned, Allman Brothers music.
Yeah, we just had to just give them as much time as possible. Mm-hmm. Revival and Allman Brothers Experience. And again, 2 years ago at Riverfront Nights, we put them at the very front. I would not normally book a tribute band, but I knew the musicians. Lefty Williams is a one-armed guitarist. Don't let that be the only reason you come see him, thinking it's some sort of freak of nature thing, but it is a freak of nature thing. The guy is amazing. He's also one of the finest human beings I've ever met. And then Benji Shanks on slide. And I'm telling you, I saw them back-to-back, and I think Benji is as good as Derek Trucks on slide. And everybody they've got with them. Close your eyes and you're in the Fillmore. It's just that simple. That night, we were expecting maybe 3,500 people. to kick off the series, we got probably 10,000. We were overwhelmed. That's the strength of that repertoire. I mean, and everything sounds just like the brothers. They don't try to look like them, but boy, they sure do sound like them.
In their day, there was nobody better.
Absolutely.
So Revival will be on the Bud Light stage from 7:15 until 9 o'clock. But before them, Roscoe Bandana, and this is Roscoe Bandana. That was Roscoe Bandana on the Bud Light stage, starting at 5:30 this evening. Okay, now we're going to skip to Volkswagen stage. 6 o'clock is Summer Hollander.
Summer Hollander, young lady, and some of you out there will remember the very first paycheck that a certain Lauren Elena ever got for singing, $100 for playing a short set at Riverbend, and of course she got a much larger paycheck last year. For playing Riverbend up on the Coca-Cola stage of Fireworks Night. And now Summer is right in that same wheelhouse. She really is truly talented. I don't know if she'll end up on a TV show, but I would like to see her up on the Coke stage one day.
Well, we're rooting for you, Summer. Chattanooga All-Star Band follows that at 7:30.
Do I need to explain? that's Bob Payne's personal picks.
Those
are his guys.
Cool. And then the Mailmen.
The Mailmen, who have played every stage that Riverbend offers, including the Coca-Cola stage years ago. They're entertainers.
A heritage act.
Oh, they are.
They've been here forever.
I mean, it's just one of those that's just in them. It's got to come out, you know. And I love watching them. Always have.
Up on the Tennessee Valley Credit Union stage, Brandon Maddox will open the evening at 6:15.
Yeah, he's coming on strong here locally. Got a big following. And then I know it's a band that you guys play all the time.
Hot Club of Cowtown.
Yeah.
Ooh. They are great.
The people who hear the thing that they like in this band, they just become so passionate. Mm. I mean, Rick Williams would kill you. he would kill you to get over just a little bit closer to him. It's just one of those.
Energy.
Yeah, they got a huge following.
It's going back to that swing thing you were talking about again.
They get a klezmer in there somewhere, too. I don't know how that happened in Austin.
It predates some of the Mad Men stuff, sort of 30s stuff, really. Hot Club stuff, as I say, Hot Club of Countdown.
There you go.
And the Sundogs at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, the Sundogs are a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, I mentioned Benji Shanks, the slide player for Revival. He will also be sitting in with the Sundogs. He plays with them off and on, and since they're there, why not? As a matter of fact, I would say the chances are good that you will see a massive jam up under the bridge that night late.
Start around 10.
Whenever they decide to do it.
Anybody who can compete with CeeLo, way to go. And on the Unum stage, sing-along night at 9:30, chairman of the board, way to go.
Yeah, I said 15, 20 years ago, Riverbend, I started about 15, 16 years ago, whenever Chip Baker got there. You would have seen four or five of these bands, but of course they are disappearing. We try real hard not to get, the fake bands that have the name. I know that it does happen sometimes, but this is one of those chairman of the board. It just... They had big hits, and the biggest one, of course, Give Me Just a Little More Time. I've heard bands as diverse as Widespread Panic just slip this right in the middle of a song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, I mean, that plaintive voice, you know, and we've all been there. Yeah. We've all got scars on our knees. We're going, oh, baby, just take about one more.
Chairman of the Board will be on the Unum stage at 9:30, and opening for them will be the Barr Brothers,
yes,
playing a two-hour show starting at 7.
Yeah, and inexplicable. We had Shovels and Rope in that slot. We were really sad to lose them, but they had an opportunity, and we do want to always err and on the side of the artist, and we don't want to stand in their way if they have a big shot. The same booking agency said, would you let us make a suggestion? We said, well, certainly, and the Barr Brothers, and I'm thinking the Barr Brothers. Okay, it's a bar band. They've got ZZ Top beards, you know. And it's the furthest thing from it. They could not be more inaptly named. I'm sure there must be some Barr Brothers in there somewhere, but it's an interesting and very esoteric mix of people and sounds. It centers on a woman who plays a full orchestra harp, full symphonic harp, and then they use found instruments as well. You'll see the drummer beating on pretty much anything that comes by. A bicycle rim, broom, he'll bring it off. And they kind of like the Joy Formidable. They will start very slow sometimes and then build into these huge cacophonies. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's a very artistic band, but it's not going to leave you cold. It's not avant-garde.
And a big band, right?
Yeah, it's a big band that produces a big sound.
This is the Barr Brothers. Saturday night doesn't completely wear you out, there's every reason to go back down to the river on Sunday.
Well, I wish you would.
For Brandy, if nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, that was an easy one. I mean, that was the album was brand new. She had a top 10 single at the time. She was always a very good vocalist, and she decided to, you know, she wanted to try her you know, hand at acting. She succeeded there, and like so many others, she decided to come back, and she hasn't lost a lick, and that's one of those that a lot of folks, I guess they'd be in their mid-20s to early 30s. That's going to be a nostalgia buzz for them, and for anybody who just enjoys R&B, I mean, she's as good as they come, I think.
Way to go. You've got CeeLo Saturday night, Brandy Sunday night.
Yeah.
On the Bud Light stage, the Beaters at 5:30.
Yeah, talk about heritage band.
Yeah, great little band.
Yeah. I love seeing their various members out and about checking out other music. I was one of the unnamed members, was at Zappa, played Zappa with me and when the power went out, and after 20 minutes they you know finally got back up and they started at exactly the same place in the song and the guitar solo, and we looked at each other and I was like, who does that? You know, yeah, only another musician would really appreciate that.
And then 10,000 Maniacs.
Yes, yes.
7:30.
Now, go ahead and deal with it. Natalie Merchant is not in this version of the band. She hasn't been with the band since 94. Mm-hmm. The lady that sings with them matches her voice beautifully, and she has been with them since then. I saw Natalie Merchant at a Lilith Fair. She's very entertaining. But, I mean, the songs belong to the band, and they will play. So this is one of those you won't believe. I mean, it's an album and a half of songs that you're familiar with, mm-hmm. and that'll be the one where people go, "They did that? Oh, they did that?" You know, that'll be the phrase of the night. You know,
sing along night again. And on the Unum, the Pool at 6:30. Mm-hmm. So you got the Beaters and the Pool.
Yeah, I was going to say, and they're going up against each other.
Two revival bands:
the Jets and the Sharks.
Church Sisters at 8 o'clock.
Interesting. I'll say this one. This is the Bend Unplugged as well. They will be at the Creative Discovery Museum. We have, for these little kids at the Creative Discovery Museum, to try to get something in there, you know, for an Unplugged show, we've had some hits and misses. That one guy with his magical pipe, big hit, just transfixed by them. Los Straitjackets, who played the crazy surf music
with the
luchador,
and all that,
yeah. terrified the children. So we decided, why not actually find some young people for the young people? And these young girls are extremely young. I'm thinking they are 8 and 11, and they will remind you more than anything else of the Secret Sisters. Mm. And their harmonies are beautiful. It's like that first time you heard Nickel Creek, you just. It's angelic, and you can only hope that their voices don't change.
And then Mountain Heart to close the evening on the Unum stage. That's 9:30.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. I tried so hard to get them at Riverfront Nights, and I was just lacking the jack. And we had an opening. There was actually a band that was there that disappeared, and I immediately slid them over. And I know they've never been able to play Three Sisters. So as far as I know, this may be the first time Mountain Heart's been in town. If they've been here, I'm unaware of it. And they are the, I think, prototypical, whatever you want to call them, progressive rock, progressive grass band, or jam grass band, whatever it is. They take, you know, bluegrass and they run with it, and they just kind of just go in different places. I thought it'd be interesting. You know, we played yesterday the version of Whippin' Post from the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra. They do a version as well. I thought that'd be a good one.
All right, let's listen to it. This is Mountain Heart. Mountain Heart on the Unum stage, 9:30, Sunday evening. Over to the Tennessee Valley Credit Union stage. That's the one under the bridge, right?
Yes, it is. That's in the Maurice Martin Amphitheater. Thank you very much.
Queen Lightning at 6:15. What a great name.
Now, it is a good name, isn't it? I have a problem with some of the names that people pick. It doesn't describe anything. Queen Bee, if you remember from the Wellstrung Band, this is her new band. And it's basically Bud Lightning along with Queen Bee. So that if you know anything about those guys, now you know what they do. Sometimes I just really wonder why they choose a name, because it doesn't really describe anything. This one, if you're local, you should know what you're getting.
Tim Wilson following them at 7:30.
All right, let me tell you the story. Tim Wilson, of course, the comedian, and we booked him 3 or 4 years ago, and the only other time that we tried comedy was Bill Cosby on the main stage.
I was going to say, you don't do that very often.
It was a horrible failure by almost any measurement. You couldn't hear him. You couldn't see his facial expressions. There was just no place for him to be. It was a good thing to do. Tim Wilson, though, of course, uses music. And, he'll tell jokes, and then he brings out his guitar and he plays, and he's actually very good. But this is the deal. The guy that follows Tim, who you'll hear here in a second, Scotty Bratcher, Tim and I have gotten to be pretty good friends over the years. He's kind of that on the ragged edge of that blue-collar group, you know, and he minds that same vein of comedy. He's, he's a redneck, but he's not Jeff Foxworthy. He's not dumb about it. And he's a very smart man. As a matter of fact, he could easily do a talk radio show. He wrote a book about Ted Bundy. The guy's got tremendous interest, and he's tired. He wants to get off the road, and he wants to start managing. Scotty Bratcher is his first project. So Tim's going to do a set. But I'll be honest with you, the reason he's here is because he wants to introduce Chattanooga to Scotty Bratcher, who will play, of course, Sunday night at the festival and also at the Bessie Smith Strut. And he is remarkable. He's got the chops. He's got a voice like Warren Haynes. How can he lose?
Cool. All right, well, we're going to play some Scotty Bratcher in a minute. But before we play that, let's talk about who's on the Volkswagen stage. Stars of Chattanooga.
Yep.
Stars in all caps.
This is a group of young folks, and you'll see them again at the Strut. They have earned their right to be there by participating in these programs that the rec centers here locally have done to keep the kids out of trouble.
Saw that in the paper.
That was a beautiful write-up that Barry Quarter did. It was something that we decided last year when the Strut almost got canceled. And we then kind of, salvaged it. The Bessie Smith Culture Center people came through. And we just needed to get some people into the Lindsay Street Hall because the Culture Center, the Bessie Smith Hall, we couldn't use it. And so we said, well, we got to produce an audience. People are not used to it. It's a venue. But we asked the Parks and Rec at that time, folks, if they wanted to bring some folks out there, and we'd kind of have an anti-gang message. Well, it worked. I mean, with a week and a half of preparation, so with a year, we really put a lot of thought into it, and we've got a really cool thing happening there on Strut Day. And but the stars, that's all part of it. I mean, it's like literally S&H green stamps or Blue Horse trading stamps or whatever it is that you actually collect and lose, buy low gas points. You know, if they do the wrong thing, they lose points. If they do the right thing, they gain points. One of the things that they can do with their points is go into the studio. The city has a pretty nice, high-tech recording studio. And they get in there, and they get some folks to provide the beats, and they see what they can do. And some of them produce, some of them play, some of them rap, some of them sing. And it's very positive, uplifting stuff.
Following them at 6 o'clock, we had Debbie D.
Debbie D, I mentioned her just a second ago. Mm. Yeah, you were looking ahead. So,
and
yeah.
Deacon Blues at 7:30.
Dr. Clark White, he is a remarkable individual. He is larger than life just when you know him. He's one of my favorite people in the world. Of course, teaches there at UTC. But then when he gets on stage and he becomes Deacon Blues, he just transforms. And he does blues the way blues were meant to be, down, dirty. He'll do standards, but when he breaks into his own tune, crackhead woman blues, he can take it out 25 minutes, and you feel his pain. You feel his pain. You might not ever seen a crack rock in your life, but you will feel the pain. It's beautiful.
Volkswagen stage at 7:30. And as we said, Scotty Bratcher is on the Tennessee Valley Credit Union stage on Sunday night, starting at 9:45. This is him.
you.